This is Jim Wolfe speaking to John Burton on Everyday Life in the 1930s. It's March 4th, 1987, and we're in New Westminster. Now, John, could you start by just telling me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in New Westminster in 1930. I lived in Westminster, or Burnaby. Actually, I've lived in both. But at that time, most of that time was spent on 12th Avenue near 6th Street in Burnaby. But in those days, the half of Burnaby, the south half, was generally considered part of Westminster because it was on the Westminster Post Office, although taxes were paid to Burnaby and Burnaby did the policing and gave whatever fire protection, which usually was nil, to the communities. Now, everybody that lived up to Edmund Street definitely would answer that they lived in Westminster. Edmund Street was, of course, 20th Avenue, where they're given a number. So we lived there. We went to the streetcar service was to New Westminster. We could go to Vancouver. We paid extra. Mm-hmm. It was 6 cents for the city streetcars in Vancouver, Burnaby, and Westminster. The only thing, a 6 cent ticket or fare, cash fare, would take you from Edmunds to Columbia Street. Mm-hmm. Or give you a transfer. If you wanted to, you could go to Safford. But or to Fraser Mills or to Queensboro. Mm-hmm.
So when did you come to Burnaby then?
Well, I think it was, I guess, about 1920 or 21 we moved into Burnaby.
And what did your dad do?
My dad was a barber in New Westminster, mm-hmm. 714 Columbia Street. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a fish market in that establishment right now. Actually, it was on the east side of the Commercial Hotel. Mm-hmm. Later on, he did, in the 30s, for several years, have a barbershop. He left his location at 714 and moved two or three doors to just the other side of the Commercial Hotel.
Okay, so why do you think he moved up to Burnaby? Was it a cheap house or cheap land?
Well, this is a matter of getting housing. Now, he bought a house in Burnaby on 12th Avenue. I believe it was 1920 we moved there. In fact, that we were at the end of 1920 we were definitely there. And mm-hmm. that was number 420. That's now very close, but not at the corner of 4th Street and 12th Avenue. Across from the Normanna home.
Did you mean 6th Street then?
Well, it's very close. It's about three or four lots.
From 6th Street?
From 4th Street.
Oh, I see.
West of 4th.
Fine. Okay, I was going to be
1924, we moved to 661 Front Avenue, which is 7835 now. Mm-hmm. And that's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 or 6 lots west of 6th Street.
What kind of house was the first house like? Was it new or?
No, it was a one-story. It was frame, of course, all houses were frame, were 99% of them.
Yeah.
It was one story, it had four rooms originally, and then there had been built onto it a lean-to at the back, which moved the kitchen to the back and another bedroom and the bathroom.
Now the second house, was that also an older one, or was that a bit newer?
The other house was newer, it was built probably about 1911 or 12. Mm-hmm. And it was a large house, so it still is there. Mm-hmm. It's about, it's a good sized basement, mm-hmm. then two floors, and then a fairly good sized attic above that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school? Did you go to Edmunds?
I went to Edmunds, I went to St. Anne's Convent, to St. Louise College. Just up the street from here, where was it? From over, I guess up that way.
Uh-huh.
And the Duke of Connaught High School and Burnaby South High School.
Why did you get sent down to St. Anne's and St. Louis College?
Well, at that time, my mother thought it would be better than going to the public school. Whether it was or not, I don't know. it was good. I don't think that there's any very much difference since the courses were the same.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, the result would be the same.
I thought St. Anne's was a girls' school.
It was, but for a while there, I was to see St. Louis College closed. It had been run some years before that. It closed. I don't know what year it was. and the boys were transferred to St. Anne's. That was, so when I started, it said St. Anne's were boys and girls, both. Although there was no, there was a boarding school for girls, but not for boys.
Right.
And then later on, they tried reopening St. Anthony's College. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how long it carried on, but I think I went there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving up a bit, you started to get into the newspaper industry. How did you start that?
Well, I was always interested in newspapers, perhaps from the fact that when I was a small boy, I had been in Ontario and had seen the family newspaper, taking quite interest in it. And I guess that's what made me more or less interested in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. So since my uncle was running the newspaper, it still belonged to the family. Just a small town weekly paper. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I'd invited to go back, so I thought I'd go on.
This was in 1931 that you went back to Ontario?
Mm-hmm. I went to, and I spent over 2 years there, mm-hmm. less than three. I got some knowledge of the weekly newspaper field. In fact, a pretty fair knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things about printing a newspaper that I didn't learn. But I did get a pretty fair knowledge of the weekly field at that time. But as that was the Depression, my uncle passed away. We could not keep the paper going. It was a matter of just trying to make ends meet on it, so we decided to get rid of the paper.
What town in Ontario was?
Wonderful. About 50 miles north of Toronto.
And the newspaper's name?
The Sun.
Now, you came back to New Westminster in
1933? 33. And I worked for some years, although not too steadily, for the International Wood Prize, which was commonly called the Kraft Cheese, because they made boxes for the Kraft Cheese Company. And I believe George Kraft had an interest in the company.
Was that on Queensboro?
No, that's what became the Alaska Pine later at the foot of Fourth Avenue.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure just what it's. They call it Canadian Forest now.
Did you have a trouble getting a job when you came back?
Yes, most young fellows did. Mm-hmm. And of course, the sawmills didn't run too steadily. And sometimes some parts would be running and others wouldn't. Sometimes they were cutting just heavy, coarse planks. Mm-hmm. Then there'd be less work in other departments. Other times they'd be running the planing mill and handling grass lumber, which was for export.
Mm-hmm. How did you go about looking for a job? How did most people?
Well, you just went around from place to place in the morning and asked if they needed anything. Now, if you had any particular skill, you might manage to get known so that the foreman or whoever's been hiring would know you and oh yes, I need such a skilled man, a sawyer, or mm-hmm. So he might keep you in mind. But otherwise, as far as just common labor, there was plenty of it around, and every morning in front of any mill or any plant that would hire, that might have a slight possibility of hiring somebody, there'd be several people. Sometimes, if a rumor got out that they're going to hire somebody, that somebody had quit, there'd be an army there looking for that one job. Mm-hmm. And if you were lucky, you got in. You got close enough to see the foreman come out and select one man out of the crowd.